Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Word on the street.
On the street.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast.
Hey, yeah, yeah. This Beyonce album, it really, it's just making headlines for all the drama instead of the quality of the music. Now she's in trouble, right? She's got a song called Heated. And in Heated, she's got lyrics that people have a problem with. The lyrics are spazzing on that. Spazzing on that. And people are like, no, they're calling it an ableist. An ableist. Apparently what that is someone who makes fun of people and their disability. You know? And they're saying because of the word spaz comes from the word spastic, which refers to, you know, muscle spasm and a condition cerebral palsy.
But also spaz means...
In slang,
it means
like spaz out, like going ham, going.
Yeah.
I don't want to say crazy because I'm going to say I'm an ableist also, but we know what it means. And now she's removed the lyrics and she's come out and said she is sorry. She didn't mean to harm people. She didn't mean to be disrespectful. I'm like, just drop your music, man. Cause there's another singer, Lizzo. Also, she had to change lyrics from her song, Girls, when she used spaz also in the lyrics.
Really?
Yep, and still on this album, remember a few days ago, we said Kelly's was not happy that Beyonce sampled Milkshake and she didn't get credited.
Yeah.
Now Beyonce has gone out there and removed the sample of Milkshake from her song, Energy.
My thing is, why don't the ladies just have a legal conversation to just remunerate each other for samples? I mean, I know that... It's really that simple.
It may have been an oversight also. Probably it was someone paid to clear their sample because as creatives in the studio, you just record.
Yeah.
And it's someone's job. And now I think it's an own goal because imagine them, I mean, the royalty she was going to get, you know, from Milkshake. Like Toni Braxton is eating, getting 60%, I heard, from Burna Boy's song where she was sampled.
I think also this is the thing about playing emotional in the public court, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be emotional in a public court via social media, blah, blah, blah. She could have handled things legally, gotten her legal rep to speak to Beyonce's legal team, sorted out royalties paid, girls in the hood are doing great. Dope.
Simple. Renaissance should be retitled Renali Drama. Jeez. And lastly, Katlego Mabue was trending yesterday. Now, we all know he got a backlash and got, like, temporarily cancelled after his baby mama confronted him about cheating and took a video of him. He lost some gigs, lost some insurance gigs, and the man has said nothing, right? Now, right here, we have an exclusive. The man has spoken out. We heard some rumors might be coming back to Expresso next week, Monday, and he took the time to speak to us. After all these years, hasn't said a word. Here's what he has to say.
Hi, Kaya 959 Breakfast. Thanks so much for the opportunity to speak to you guys and your listeners. And I think the overwhelming feeling is one of extraordinary gratitude and excitement, obviously with a bit of nerves as well, to be going back to the place that I called home for over a decade. And like you say, to go back to do what I love so much and the opportunity to help my team to produce an absolutely fantastic show for the country is a privilege, and I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to do it once again. And I'm looking forward to Monday, the 8th of August, and I hope that you guys will be tuning in too.
Word on the street.
On the street.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag 959 Breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.